Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Our time is 7 after the hour. Ours, yours, and Mayan. It's Mayan. He's not Mayan. He's his own. Mr. McFadden.
Hello.
Ken is not Mayan. He's his own. That's
hello.
Mr. Kessler. And she's not Mayan. She's her own. Molly Page on the Good Day program.
And just to clarify, Molly has not taken out Jennifer. And
no, Jennifer is back. Is it tomorrow? When is she back?
She's back tomorrow. So she's not stuffed in a closet with a gag around her mouth and Molly's diabolical plan.
Far from it. She's gone on a splendid vacation.
No, I don't think it's a vacation. She's not on vacation. They just have a lot of work to do in Hawaii, and it happens to be a nice place to go.
But not to work. She's totally on vacation.
Oh, is she on vacation this week?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Enjoying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just relax.
Like I said.
Nobody. We don't allow vacations here, at least not that we talk about.
She just tells you it's work.
President Obama is expected to sign into law a bill that will improve energy efficiency in buildings and water heaters. That's his way of celebrating Earth Day 2015. Going back to the first Earth Day observation, this date 1970, the purpose of reclaiming the purity of our planet. What we breathe, what we drink, what we eat. Making sure the environment is all it can be. Give Earth a chance. Remember that? Are they still using that slogan? Give Earth a chance.
All we are saying.
Give Earth a chance. Yeah. I think there was peace in there someplace, too. Peace and harmony. So how many of you are thinking about what you're eating today? I'm having an apple pie. An organic, earth-friendly apple pie to celebrate Earth Day. Speaking of apple pie, notice this segue, Richie. I'm so clever.
You're so smart.
Apple claims it's now powering more than 360 of its stores with renewable energy. Last year, 120. Their announcement today, 360 stores are friendly, environmentally friendly. They have on top of the store, wherever they can get them. Most of the stores are in malls, though, right? How do they put up a solar panel or whatever? How do they get special energy into their store if it's in a big mall? How do they do that? Or they have self-standing stores. I have something, the one in Santa Monica on the 3rd Street Promenade that's in its own building. You put
it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's part of the facade is all the stores are open, but it's its own separate building in, you know, built in with all the other buildings. Everything is concurrent.
The ones I have seen are in the malls.
Yeah, right. So anyway, wherever they have them, and the stores in U.S. And Australia and Spain and Italy and German and UK cities have this renewable energy source. So that's how they're celebrating the day. How are you? Is celebration the correct term here? President celebrating by signing this law. How are you? I think it's just marking it or acknowledging it or understanding it or some. Last night I did a sort of college lecture at Babson College about sustainable farming and how that impacts. The Earth Day is a great day to be talking about that. I just hope that when your children go off to school today, that they will have spent some time during the day, and maybe at your behest as well. Wouldn't hurt you, if you're a parent of a child, to spend some time finding out maybe something that you didn't know, and then passing that along to your child about how the planet functions. Isn't that that's a reasonable thing to suggest, isn't it? What do you, I'd like to find out, that's my assignment. Okay, everybody's got an assignment. Richie, Maggie, Molly.
Maggie too.
Maggie too.
I've been every name that starts with an M.
You have today. I don't know why that is today, but I have, that's true.
That's okay.
I'll get used to you sooner or later. Anyway, and Kenny, in the next half hour, I want you to bring us a fact about Earth Day that you didn't know that you learned by looking around, and then we'll, by doing that, pass it along. Richie can pass it to his children when they come home tonight. Molly can pass it to the children she doesn't know she has, and Kenny can pass it on to his children.
I hear there's so many.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, that's your assignment. Everybody ready for that? Don't forget, next half hour, that's what we're going to do. Google, before we get to Dr. Ron Hoffman, Google in the news today, set to launch a new wireless service expected to allow customers to pay for only the data they use. So why is this important? Sprint, T-Mobile agreed to carry the traffic on their networks. Why is this big?
I'll tell you why this is important.
Thank you, Rich. I was hoping you would.
Because right now, you buy a big old bucket of data on your phone plan.
Right.
And you have to buy more than you use so that you don't pay the overage charges, right?
Yeah.
Well, so at the end of the month, you leave part of that bucket unused. What Google is trying to do is launch the service so that you only pay for what you use.
Good.
And at first, this will only be available with their Nexus phones, but Sprint and T-Mobile have agreed to carry the traffic on their networks.
Uh-huh.
That will mean that at some point, these big providers will have to match their service, paying for the service you use and not leaving all that unused service.
Good.
So I predict in the next 2 to 5 years, everybody's going to be pay for what you use because Google is big enough to make changes.
Yep. That's it. Good.
Good summary. I heard that on average, people waste almost $26 a month in unused service.
Well, we waste. We're an incredibly wasteful society all across the board. Yeah.
Well, plenty of. I don't know that it's a wasteful society. I think we're just being hoodwinked into having to pay for service we don't use.
Speaking of being hoodwinked, don't believe what you hear about Dr. Oz. Dr. Hoffman is going to talk with us about Dr. Oz, among other things. There's some great things this week in his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. I want to touch on those as well. So that's up next here on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's an old laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7788 at checkout. Code 7788.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did?
It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance.
Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right. We have a controversy brewing. Some think this guy's controversial. I don't know if he's controversial or not. I like Dr. Oz, frankly. He's been under fire by a bunch of snobby medical practitioners who think he's a quack. The only reason they don't like him is because he's getting results and affecting the way they run their practice. So they made fools of themselves by trying to get him sort of thrown off of the faculty at Princeton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's launching a sort of full-scale attack at those who would be his naysayers.
Now, this month, we celebrate my 1,000th show. Now, I know I've irritated some potential allies in our quest to make America healthy. No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans. And these 10 doctors are trying to silence that right. So I vow to you right here, right now, we will not be silenced. We will not give in.
Good. All right, so Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. His website, drhoffman.com, has the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Do you think Dr. Oz is intelligent in his approach at handling the controversy that has been created by these 10 doctors, and they're referring to him as a quack?
Well, you know, from a PR standpoint, I think he's doing a great job because he has a big constituency,
yep.
And he really represents the whole natural movement, and so he's got a lot of people who will back him no matter what. The truth of the matter is that the critics are somewhat right in that I think Dr. Oz has commercialized the field of natural medicine to a degree where it actually makes it hard for us holistic doctors or integrative physicians to sometimes explain to our patients that some of the panaceas that he offers on the program aren't what they're cracked up to be.
Right.
So, you know, he in an effort, you know the deal. I mean, in an effort to for ratings and
right.
During sweeps week, he'll do sensationalistic stories that mm-hmm. are, you know, a little dumbed down and they're a little over the top in their claims. But on the other hand, the very people who are criticizing him, they have an agenda. They are dyed-in-the-wool anti-natural medicine people. They're pro-vaccination. They're pro-GMO. They don't care about natural foods. They think that supplements don't work or are potentially dangerous. So that's where they're coming from.
Yeah, when you anybody that connects themselves to the world of GMO and calls themselves a doctor is a quack, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing worse. They are total frauds, and they're just out to make a name for themselves. Oz is no fool. He does. You're right. He goes over the top a little bit, I think, sometimes.
And we all get emails with Dr. Oz pitching miracle diet drugs and stuff like that. And that lends to the quackery that these guys
talk
about.
No, it just lends to criticism. Everybody has to. Ron has sponsors on his program. Ken has sponsors on his program.
But we don't spam people. And that's where he needs to back it up a little bit, is he gets into he's spamming people, and it makes people turn off.
All right,
and
Ron.
Also the terminology that he uses, right? Miracle. Right. There's some pill that he was touting that,
it's not,
a miracle.
It's not really scientific. You know, science is kind of boring in a way. It's like, well, on the one hand this, on the other hand that. It's not really clear. We need to do more research. Where it's not ready for prime time. That doesn't make good TV. So in an effort to blend science and medicine with the commercial demands of TV, you know, he kind of goes over towards the showman side.
And he admitted that last year to Congress that he uses sensationalistic terminology.
Flowery language.
To try and engage his viewers.
All right, Ron, what do you make of the canine flu?
I haven't really heard too much about it. Is it something that's raging in the veterinary community?
Well, supposedly there are thousands of dogs in the Midwest, Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, that have this virus, and it's the same as it's like a chicken or a bird flu. What I wanted to know is how they got it. Where does stuff like this start? Canine flu, any of these things?
This this is what, you know, this is actually how, I mean, I don't want to get people upset, but this is how some of the big flu epidemics develop. They start in an animal chain. Even HIV started in probably bats and was transferred to primates, and ultimately, you know, it jumped to humans. So, you know, we'll have to watch these things. That's why the CDC is active in tracking these epidemics.
All right, Dr. Ron, sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com. 21.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I know this song.
You know this song, Richie?
Hey!
Hey! Hey! What's the matter with your mind and your mind and your
heart
so divine? This date, 1974, the group playing American Indian Swamp Rock, but I remember it being called Swamp Rock, came from L.A. in 1968. Lolly and Pat Vegas, they are brothers, have been studio musicians, worked on the old Shindig program. Then there was Anthony Bellamy and Peter DePoe, members of the group Redbone, had another hit, The Witch Queen of New Orleans. Remember that?
Yeah, great stuff.
Come and get your love, Richie. Crank it up.
Down here.
Yep. Just for fun, we haven't done this. Like to do it maybe once a week if we have time. Go through the top 5 songs from this date in a particular year. Let's go back to 1985. By the way, Redbone, number 1 during this week in 1974. DeBarge, the family DeBarge, was in the number five position with Rhythm of the Night during this week in 1985. As music is our focus here, and pretty much every hour, this portion of the hour is devoted to music because it's such an important part of all of our lives. Crank it up, Richie, because I don't really want to play much of the next song.
Right? Caribbean, just so.
Yeah. All right, that's number five from this week in 1985. Number four belonged to Phil Collins. Okay, that's enough of that. Number three.
Phil's a good song.
This is a terrible song.
Well, hey, this isn't a whole lot.
Awful. And the next one's not much better. A little better, but not much. Number three, actually, this is an okay song. Number three this week, 1985, belonged to Lionel and the Commodores. I know you love
Lionel still in the band at this point, Ken?
No. 85 gone?
He's gone.
Why did you have to... Nobody would have known that. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Nobody would have known that had you not pointed it out. Why did you have to be such a... What? But, okay. So the audience didn't know it.
Right. Where do you rate me on a scale of intelligence, 1 to 10?
1.
Okay. So if a 1 knows that Lionel Richie wasn't in the band at this point, I'm pretty sure someone else figured it out.
Okay. Number two song this week, 1985, Madame Madonna, Ciccone. Is that how you pronounce your last name, Molly? You know?
Ciccone.
Ciccone?
Yeah. I'm sure she would love Ciccone.
Ciccone. Crazy for you.
If you ever get a chance to meet her, I'd walk up to her and kiss her hand and say,
Miss Ciccone.
How are you doing?
Ciccone. All right, let's make way for the number one song. I always confuse this because there are a couple of songs. This wasn't the time of year. The other song that you think sounds like this came out around Christmas time, if I remember correctly. Was it Easter? When was it, Kenny?
When this song came out?
Yeah. No. When there was one of them came out at Christmas time. One of the other ones that's right. Like this, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. USA for Africa, We Are the World, number one during this week in 1985. The most universal song, most terrific message, just great stuff.
Was he had a Weird Al Yankovic in this, Ken?
Him too.
I don't think so.
28 after on Good Day.
I missed an opportunity.
This is a Dr. James on Call Medical Minute, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. What's in a diagnosis? Sometimes as much as your life. I kid you not. Diagnosis, you have to understand, is the currency of medicine. It decides everything. Accuracy in diagnosis frequently boils down to what you tell your doctor in the first 2 or 3 minutes. So here's how to help your doctor help you. First off, tell your doctor your symptoms in the same kind of everyday language you use with your buddies in the coffee shop. Tell the truth. Don't lie. If English is not your first language and the doctor doesn't speak your language, don't pretend you understand her. Ask for a translator. Finally, don't leave without understanding the discharge instructions. Write them down if necessary, or record them with your cell phone. Yes, they're that important. And remember this, you decide your diagnosis, not your doctor. This is Dr. Chambers on Call with a Medical Minute. You can find my latest podcasts, videos, and articles on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic ship.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Microphone is always open.
Yeah. I love this.
You deserve all good things today, and it's in your hands. Our thought for the day today.
Right now, my good thing in my hands is my muffin.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, good for you. Be faithful to that which exists nowhere but in you, and thus make you indispensable. You are unique in all the world. Remember that passage? You are unique in all the world, so celebrate that uniqueness. Molly Page is unique for sure. Kenny Kessler is unique. Rich McFadden is unique. This is a unique radio program called Doug Steffens Good Day. I'm told that I am moderately unique in my own way myself. So how about we attack some of the things that are... I don't even like that word. I think it's too violent in and of itself. So how about we consider this? The federal government, is there, I would like to find a day, an oasis, an island. Someday, can we have no stories about the government? Can we somehow become a government-free zone? At least just one, please. One day when there's nothing that the government is screwing up and doing to us. No. Federal, all right, here is the story.
All right, let's hear it.
A million bikes have been recalled in our country and in Canada because of an injury that left one rider paralyzed. Now, you may think this is an appropriate way for the government to do its work, and I'm not sure I would disagree with you. There are these bikes that were made here, sold in our country and in Canada. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that there's a quick release lever on the bike's front wheel hub that can come into contact with the disc brake assembly, and that means the wheel will pretty much let me make it simple. Stick a piece of pipe or a stick in the wheel of your bicycle and see what happens. You're going to go head over tea kettle, and it's dangerous. I had one of these accidents once when I was a kid. This is not cool.
This is more than that. It actually releases the lever, making
The wheel comes off.
So the wheel comes off.
Yeah, the wheel comes off. But I'm just trying to. When the wheel comes off, same sort of thing is going to happen. You're going to go over. As a matter of fact, three serious accidents reported: fractured wrist. Somebody had a. It was becoming a quadriplegic. This is dangerous stuff. So, for those of you who want to know the model of these Trek bicycles, they were built in the last 15 years, equipped with front disc brakes and a black or silver quick-release lever on the front wheel hub.
Trek.
This, by the way...
It's all Trek bike.
T-R-E-K.
Yeah, Trek.
What did I say? That's what I said.
You didn't say the name of the bike.
Yes, I did.
From
Trek.
2000...
I said all models of Trek bicycles.
Okay.
So, anyway, the point is, these bikes are made so that when you use them in the city, you can take the wheel off and somebody's going to come along and steal them. That's what happens. You leave your bike chained up, you come back, the frame is there, the wheels are gonzo. So that's why they were made. But obviously they were not made well. And so, and by the way, these are cheap, not cheap bikes. These are
Treks are good bikes.
$1,100, $1,200, $1,300 bikes.
I have this. I have front disc brakes with the quick release. Yeah. Gary Fisher. You definitely have to pay attention.
Yep. All right. Earth Day, our poll today. What do you think about Earth Day? A, it's a great way to raise awareness about our environment. B, I'd like to get involved, but I don't know how. C, I'd like climate change and global warming, climate change and global warming is becoming too political. D, I don't care. E, if there wasn't money being made, why would we even hear about it? F, when is Earth Day? Earth Day is today. And there have been a number of moments here on the Good Day program. I've asked my friends on the air with me, Richie and Molly and Kenny, to come up with one fact, one simple fact that they didn't know that they're going to pass along to you, and I expect you probably didn't know, and hopefully you'll pass it along to your children at some point today. All right, who wants to go first in the class? Raise your hand, please.
Ladies first, please.
Molly Page.
I can't do one.
Sitting in the second row, fourth seat. Okay.
Can I do two?
You may do too.
They're short.
Yes, fine.
Okay.
Yes.
There is no one physical place where Earth's atmosphere stops and space begins. The air just gets thinner and thinner and thinner and eventually fades away.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Interesting. The atmosphere is different heights depending on the ozone layer, the force of frankly, the force of nature and the force of man. There are some places where there are more gases on the planet than others. For example, if you go to the Sahara Desert, atmosphere is going to be lower than it is going over North America, especially the cities of North America, that kind of stuff. Okay?
All right, here's my second one.
Yep.
Dennis Hayes, one of the creators of Earth Day back in 1970,
yep.
He said, even with all the problems facing the environment, he told Life magazine, there's no survival potential in pessimism.
Which is translated to mean what?
You have to be optimist about the future, saving the planet, instead of just, wallowing in everything that's wrong.
Good. All right. Those are two excellent facts. Thank you.
Because you don't get a lot of that. A lot of time it's just, the sky is falling type stuff.
Yeah, we're not interested in that. It doesn't do any good. Sky is falling stuff is a waste of time. Kenny, what do you have?
I also have two. A quick one.
See? Everybody, you understand... Mr. Stefan gave a homework assignment, and the children in my class are all brown nosers. They give me, I asked for one, they gave me two, so they get better grades.
I thought we were just rebelling.
Oh, well, that could be, too.
Okay.
All right, what else, Kenny, what do you have?
I just thought this was interesting and never thought about it before. Earth is the only planet in our solar system that is not named for a Roman god or goddess.
The god Earthus. Her name was Erthas Kittis. You don't remember her?
Of course. Catwoman, yeah.
All right. What else, Kenny, did you find?
This is something neat that NASA started today on social media. They're asking people to post hashtag no place like home and post a photo of yourself at your favorite place.
That's Lori at work already. That is absolutely typical Lori. Lori, we were talking about Lori Cantillo, who used to run a couple of really great radio stations. Now she's running NASA's information arm. That's so her. I guarantee she came up with that. All right, so that's good, Kenny. Very good. Everybody get that?
Got it.
All right, Richie, you're next.
All right, I got
troublemaker in the back of the room on the dunce. He's got his dunce cap.
That's right. I've got two tips as well.
Yeah.
And
not to be outdone by Molly or Kenny.
That's right.
Yeah.
On this Earth Day, April 22nd, 2011, the Earth Day Network planted 28 million trees in Afghanistan.
Really?
Yeah.
They all been blown up yet?
On April 23rd, all 28 million of them were blown up or over by tanks.
Okay. There you go. Have you got something worthwhile to tell us after that? We've got to teach that to our kids. That'll be good. All right, what else? Is that it?
The second fact was that they were all blown up. But 28 million trees in Afghanistan. Where do you put 28 million trees in Afghanistan?
It's not like, anywhere they're going to survive, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like all rocks and desert.
It's not a great place to be planting trees. Okay, so that's good. Just to take this stuff and hopefully... I was interested in China. It started as a national movement, then became quickly an international movement. In China today, hikers are cleaning up part of the Great Wall as an environmental acknowledgement of Earth Day. Let's see, there's a group in Singapore tidying up the coasts of Singapore. And, Richie, there are tree planting projects going on today in Uganda. There will be a billion people today taking some sort of action to protect the planet.
Hey.
And I'll tell you that this is not like a lot of the other things that, I mean, it's been sort of bastardized and politicized and mortified by the news media. But there are good things that come out of this focus.
Sure.
They are. It's not like Susan G. Komen and the breast cancer thing that's just a big...
You get a lot of extremists that
right.
attach themselves.
Yeah. They're extremists. Yep. But it's a great educational tool and opportunity.
We take our kids, and we don't necessarily do it on Earth Day, but at least once during the summer, maybe twice.
Yeah.
I believe taking care of the Earth means taking care... Look at your little plot.
Yep.
And take care of it.
Yeah.
So we walk through the creek that runs behind our house with a couple of trash bags, and we'll pick up the cans and stuff that you see littering the creek. And going back. And it teaches your kids how to do something good and how to keep their environment clean.
Today is the first day for a smoke-free ban. This is interesting. They chose Earth Day to make a point. New Orleans has 500 bars. Today, they are all smoke-free. No more smoking in public places or in bars or casinos in New Orleans. Starting today.
What about outside the bar?
Outside, you have to be 50 feet away from the bar.
Oh.
And that includes
cigarettes.
I got to tell you, I've been to many of those 500 bars in New Orleans over my 19 years
one night.
Jazz Fest, and I don't remember a whole lot of smoking going on in them.
There's a song there somewhere.
Yeah.
A whole lot of smoking going on.
Interesting.
All right, yesterday's poll at DougStefan.com asked you about legalizing marijuana and how that has changed perhaps your opinion now that we see the results in Colorado and Washington State. Let's see here. 28% of you said no, you're still for legalized marijuana. 23% said, yep, I'm for it now, at least now. 22% said, no, I'm still against it. 14% said, no, I'm against it. And 13% said, I'm not sure. So some people have always been, some people have become for it or against it, and that's basically the definition or what's defined well by looking at the results of the poll at DougStefan.com. Now, let us look at Richie's teeth. We have two things.
Okay.
Kenny's a genius. He said, okay, let's have everybody drink their Super Beets. Super Beets, powerful stuff. The beet juice. You don't want to get beet juice on your white shirt. It's not easy to get out. It's like blueberry juice. Same thing. You know, blueberries and Super Beets, same thing. And that means that it'll leave maybe a little bit of a stain on your teeth for a while. What it does for you is just beyond imagination. The way you feel, the energy that you get by drinking a glass of Super Beats, Molly, Kenny, and Richie, all on Super Beats. These are not regular beets. These are not GMO beets. These are grown in the natural habitat, and then they are prepared and powdered, if you will, into this consistently put in a jar. You call 800-655-4183, order your jar of Super Beets, and you bring it home and open it up, put a little teaspoon in the water, drink it, and in 15, 20 minutes you'll think you have just landed on another planet. That's how much energy you will have, how much better you'll feel. All kinds of collegiate and pro football teams and athletes are using this to boost their performance because it's all natural and nobody gets hurt. Everybody gets enhanced, in fact.
I know a lot of people who are taking it before they go work out.
Yep. It's a great thing to take.
Put some more oxygen into your blood.
Get your blood system opened up so the blood goes to your brain, to your muscles, to your liver, your organs, everywhere, your heart. It's nothing but good. It's called Super Beats and easy to get. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order it that way. So what do you get when you call 800-655-4183 and say, hey, I want some Super Beats? They'll send you a regular shipment, pay for a regular supply, and then on top of that, you'll get a 30-day free supply of Super Beats. You get the book, Beat the Odds, and you get free shipping. I said that already once. You can't get free shipping twice because then they'll ship it to you once. Get started with Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Make a new person out of you. Men, women, people of all ages, everybody needs to be on Super Beats to feel and not only, but act, be your best. Super Beats, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist, editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi to Facebook friends Bobby Salafi, Jack Alexander, John Aukerman. Hi. Thank you for listening to Good Day. Story at DougStephan.com today. We were in Colorado talking about marijuana. Here's the story of a guy who got really mad and shot up his computer. And he was arrested for doing that.
Computer. Why can't he shoot it up?
Well, the fellow's name was Lucas Hinch. He was cited for discharging a firearm within the city limits, Colorado Springs. He became fed up with fighting his computer for the last several months. Took his central processing unit outside and shot it 8 times with a pistol.
Who hasn't felt like doing that?
Obviously a Windows user.
There's a picture. Oh, come on.
Should have bought a Mac.
Yeah, I see the picture of the shot-up computer at DougStephan.com from today's show. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
When I came up here for my interview, it was as though I'd been here before. I mean, we all have moments of deja vu, but this was ridiculous. It was almost as though I knew what was going to be around every corner.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast.
Jack Nicholson
is love.
78 today. LaVie and Rose from the movie Something's Gotta Give. A couple of excerpts from some of his best movies. The first one was from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, from The Shining.
Oh, it was? What happened to that One Flew Over there? Did I miss that one?
I'm playing them out of order.
Why don't you play them in order so I don't sound stupid? Would you please?
I play them out of order so that we can get the best situation. No.
I want to know what it is that I don't recognize.
Here is clip one.
They was giving me 10,000 watts a day, you know, I'm hot to try. Next woman takes me on is going to light up like a pinball machine and pay off in silver dollars.
And here's clip three.
Can I ask you something? You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
The witches of Eastwick.
I really want to know.
1986.
Or do you think it was just another minor mistake?
You got to move faster.
Tidal waves, earthquakes, floods!
Batman.
And here's clip four for
Oh, will you
man.
Stop it? I'll introduce them, please.
I'm definitely an excellent driver.
Yeah, this right. town needs an enema.
Right. This radio program needs an enema.
Someone here needs an enema.
Needs it more than anybody else. All right, this is the best one of any of his lines. Play this next one, Richard.
I played them all.
Few good men. You did not.
When I came up here for my interview.
Oh, that's not. I'm sorry. I didn't see clip five, six, and seven. Here
you go. You want answers? Yeah. I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Ah, that's so perfect. All right, anyway. Richie, play the last one from The Departed.
I'm sure by now you know. I got an informer in my outfit.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else find it amazing that he's made it to the age of 78?
Yeah. The way he lives, oof.
Yeah.
Man.
Doesn't take care of him. He's not the healthiest guy on the planet.
No. He would be up at, you know, there wasn't a clip here from the, what you call the list, the bucket list, which is also, speaking of that, one of his best later movies anyway. All right, so Chucker, reviewing the career of Jack Nicholson, what do you say is his best work?
My three would be Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining, and his role as the Joker in Batman.
Really?
Listen, he's good in everything.
Yeah,
but,
he is.
But iconically, those are my three favorites.
Does he have a role that you did not like him in? I can't think of one.
Yeah,
he's injured. He's always injured.
He's very good. All right, our video of the day. Rich, you going to do some commercials here or what? Or
nah, watch that now. Come on, let's just have fun.
Don't worry about this. Right. All right, so the video of the day today is basically it's one of these clever pieces of intertwining video. There have been a number of trailers over the last week or so for some of the big movies of the year. There have been plenty of people who have been having some fun with them. The video of the day today is actually quite a good one. Comes from a YouTuber from Iceland named Oscar. He's combined a scene from Interstellar with the new Star Wars trailer, so it looks like Matthew McConaughey is watching and reacting to the trailer. 8 million people have seen this already.
And that's not,
you can't play it because there's no real audio, but check out the video of the day, Chucker. You'll see it, and you'll like it. All right. I didn't mean you will like it, but you'll like it. I'm sure you'll like it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so what do we have for movie news today?
I wanted to get to this story the other day, but the actor Judd Hirsch signed on.
But you couldn't get to it because I talked too much? Was that the reason you couldn't get to it?
That's one of the reasons, but not the only reason. I'd probably just slip my mind. Huh. Actor Judd Hirsch signing on to return to the sequel to Independence Day. They've gotten most of the original cast back except for Will Smith.
He's out of his mind.
Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, who's the president, Vivek A. Fox. So this sequel should feel very much like the original.
If Will Smith has any brains, he's going to sign on to this. All right, because it's going to be one of the biggest movies of whatever year. It's coming out next year, right?
It's coming out, I believe 2016, yeah.
Right. It'd be one of the biggest, I predict, one of the biggest movies of the year. And he's his dummy for not being in it. All right, what else?
There are not one, not two, but three different types of Robin Hood films currently in some sort of production. Warner Brothers announced yesterday they're going to produce a Robin Hood film. I guess the last two big Robin Hood films, 1990, Kevin Costner, Prince of Thieves, and then Russell Crowe played the character about 6 years ago. Scott film. Hasbro and Paramount announced that there will be a fifth Transformers movie in 2017. Mm. They also plan a shared universe, which means they're going to do a bunch of Transformer spin-off films.
Yeah, very
Why?
Creative.
They can't even find one good script for one. They're going to do a bunch.
Robin Hood, Riding Through the Glen.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.